for those whose world has grown dark. On the other hand, if life is closing in on you, if your faith feels stretched to the breaking point, then this book is for you. As you read it, I hope you'll have the courage to enter with me into some of the pain of this world. I hope you will understand why I wrote this with a more serious and reflective tone. I hope you will venture out to the edges with me and wrestle with some of the questions Christians are often afraid to ask. I hope you discover the depths and riches of God's grace that only the valleys of life can reveal. This book is first for my good friend Adrian, but this book is also for anyone who is hurting and doesn't understand why. Introduction. When you want to trust, but life won't let you. I want to believe God cares about me. I really do, she told me, wiping tears from under her darkened, bloodshot eyes. Under the harsh, fluorescent lights of the hospital corridor, Marcy barely resembled the vibrant girl I remembered, that kid I'd watched grow up in our youth group at church. When she was a teenager, Marcy was outgoing, fun-loving, and full of life, even as she was growing more and more serious about her faith, coming early to youth group and